As reports of auto problems make their way from consumers or insurance companies back to the automakers, how do they separate the meaningful patterns of complaints from the merely random events? And with millions of cars on the road with varied histories of maintenance, how many incident reports does it take to add up to a serious problem? Dan Sharkey is a lawyer in suburban Detroit who represents auto manufacturers. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Is there some received bit of wisdom, actuarial or otherwise, that automakers would follow that tells them when this happens, think recall?
When an automaker knows it has a safety-related defect, it definitely has to issue a recall. Things that you would think are obvious, such as brakes, steering, airbags, those are all no-brainers. They're safety-related. However, there are these tough calls, kind of the gray area in the middle, if you will. For instance, a seat lever. If a seat lever won't fold back so you can't get comfortable, probably not safety-related. Mm-hmm. But if a seat lever folds forward in a crash because it's defective, that's absolutely safety related. So all the facts and circumstances have to be considered, and there's no number test or actuarial test that says if we get so many parts per 100 or 1,000, it's definitely safety related. Instead, it's really a factor test of looking at the severity, the frequency, and sort of what would be reasonable under common sense to fix.
Well, as an auto company trying to make that decision, where is it getting its information from? How is it figuring out how many claims there are of seats that don't lean back easily, let's say?
The automakers all track. They have centralized repositories of information from their dealer network. So if you take your vehicle into a dealer and you have problem X and 13 other people that day in the United States, it will set off a proverbial bell within the automaker to say, wait a minute, we've got a problem here. They also get information from NHTSA,
the National
Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Mm-hmm.
And they get information there where they will see if a certain vehicle has a certain problem and there's what they call a spike, more complaints than they would expect, then they monitor that.
You have represented automakers, but I wonder, it would stand to reason that a company that makes automobiles might have some innate bias against the idea that it's their machine that causes a problem, and an innate bias toward driver error or poor maintenance, something of that sort.
I understand what you're saying. The implicit premise of your question is that there's a financial incentive to say, hey, it's mm-hmm. your fault, driver, not mine. There's no design defect or manufacturing defect.
Right.
However, my experience has been that the automakers tend to, if it is a close call, they tend to side with the consumer and go ahead and issue a voluntary recall. Frankly, it's cheaper. It is less expensive for them to get ahead of an issue and bring the vehicles back rather than wait for, heaven forbid, an accident to happen.
Cheaper in terms of legal costs or the impact on sales that it might have for the company?
Cheaper in every way. Sales, goodwill, cheaper in preventing product liability, meaning injuries by consumers and those types of claims. Cheaper in if we pull in the cars before there's a lot of complaints out there, they won't have a recall.
If you're right, the behavior by, say, GM over the failed ignitions is really anomalous because they seem to be looking right past problems coming their way and not telling owners.
I don't know all the facts of the GM case in particular, but I will tell you, if that were true, that would be anomalous because my experience with them representing suppliers to GM is they would not do that. If they were aware of a problem, they would be trying to get out in front of it. So this is an interesting case, the one that's in the press right now with the ignition switches, because it does appear from the reports, at least, that there was some awareness of a problem. Whether GM was aware of the significance of that problem years ago and the potential frequency and severity, I think that's to be decided.
Mr. Sharkey, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks very much for having me.
That's lawyer Dan Sharkey, who has represented auto companies, spoke to us from suburban Detroit.